Okay, so when I think about this being your home, I looked on your website and there was a picture of you with horses chasing turkeys, saying Thanksgiving's on its way.
Yeah.
So you're living out in the country, I take it.
Yes. We are.
Mm-hmm. We try to stay in the country when we're home.
Does the country life influence your music at all?
I would say definitely. Yeah. We're most at home where it's a little more quiet in the mountains. And so there's definitely sort of that earthy aspect to our music in the way that it sounds and then in the subject matter of a lot of it as well.
Yeah.
One of the things I was thinking about is letting the folks here in the listening, KRFY listening audience, hear a little bit about your music. Then we could talk more about it because there's always the beginning and what's really living in that music. You write some of your songs and you also do cover songs, which makes sense. But probably what stands out besides your very good instrumentalist is the harmonies. So are you ready to do a song?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. We'll start with something upbeat this morning. Wake everybody up. Wake myself up. This one's called Lose My Mind. It's one that we wrote.
Every time I lose my mind, lose my mind, lose my mind. Every time I lose my mind, I really hate that I worry so much, but sometimes it won't let up. This storm going on in my head, too many words.
Mind by the Redhead Express, and that's the name of the song. It's an original song.
Yes.
All right. When I was listening to it, of course, the harmonies again stand out, but you wrote the song. Who wrote the song?
I wrote that song with a couple of friends in Nashville. This is Kendra.
Okay. So it wasn't necessarily a collaboration of the band. I'm always curious how a band or a musical group works and collaborates to bring a song to life.
You know, we're starting to write together as a group, but up to this point, I've done a lot of the writing. for the group. And then we kind of come together and we jam it out and we arrange and create based off of that.
So it pretty much stays what your original intention was. It just fills out with the the different instruments.
Yeah, it becomes our sound with when we get together and play it, yeah.
That's another thing just that you mentioned, your sound. It definitely has a very, and that's a very important in this music industry now, is to have your sound. And I think you found it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. We've worked really hard to do that. That's our hope, is that it stands out.
So you've been doing this for 11 years?
Yes.
And how did it start out?
So anybody can jump in. I'm just talking.
This is Kendra right now.
Megan, do you want to take
this? This is Megan. We actually all started out. Our mom was a concert pianist, and she taught us all piano when we were about 5 years old. And from there, we learned the violin. And Elise, our fiddle player, was the best, so we just kind of left it to her to finish that one.
It was my favorite, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Had a neighbor that played the banjo. I always wanted a guitar. I guess, you know, for the songwriting, it's just, it's an easy instrument to do all that with. And then we started playing around Alaska at Friday markets and nursing homes and, you know, places like that with the few chords that we knew. And then about 2007, we really wanted to get more serious. And so we actually sold our house and we got an RV and we went and spent a lot of time in the Appalachian, the Ozark Mountains, in Missouri and Virginia, Carolinas, Tennessee, and learned at jam sessions, and that's how we got started. Was learning the roots music of America.
The 1-4-5.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Jamming with the 1-4-5.
Yes, over and over and over.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's a really good way to start, and I think what you probably learned, it's probably changed a little bit and become what you are today, but in the beginning, probably the whole family played music.
Yes, mom, dad, and 7 kids in the beginning. And now it's primarily us 4 girls now. We have a couple brothers that back us up, and then we have an electric guitar player out of Nashville that plays with us as well.
Does he tour with you when you're in the Northwest, even?
He does. He'll be at the show on Friday.
Okay, let's talk. We'll get to that in a minute. I want to stay with the beginnings. And you talked about touring, going to Appalachia in this big RV with 7 kids and a mom and a dad, and probably a dog or
a
cat.
A dog and a gecko.
A chocolate lab.
What was his name?
Coco.
Sounds like he needs a song, too.
He should have one.
And you really got a feel for the roots music in the hills.
Yes.
Virginia.
Yes. Where it started, yeah.
Uh-huh. And when did you find the harmony singing? Because that's different. Or did it come natural?
You know, harmony singing was probably the thing that came most natural to us. We grew up singing together and playing piano. I think the instruments were harder for most of us to learn. That was less natural.
Definitely, yeah.
So harmony was always our focus. Obviously, you get better. You know, we're a lot better now than we were when we started on harmony. But that was kind of our focus from the beginning, was harmonies.
Are you ever amazed at just the intensity of those 4-part harmonies that you do? I mean, do you ever just go off on a note and just love it?
I yell all the time. This is Lorraine. My favorite part is doing harmonies because you get that right note and you get goosebumps.
Yeah, you get the banjo ringing or something.
Yeah. You're like, oh, that was good.
A lot of times the fiddle is playing harmony notes, and then I think the voices can pick up on that, possibly.
Yeah.
Find where your note is. But it's not all that easy unless you've been doing it basically all your life. Especially
it's still not easy.
It's still not easy.
Yeah, you're constantly... Oh, go ahead,
you always find something harder to learn and to work on.
Yeah.
Well, like, we spent 3 hours a couple of days ago on one song, just harmonies. I mean, it just takes practice. Lots and lots of it.
Did you nail it?
Almost.
I hope so.
You're going to go back to it.
Took us one more day and we got it yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And do you actually script it out or note it out, or do you just keep working on it till it's in you, embedded? Or do you use recorders to record your part?
Yeah, we'll record. I've never written parts out, but we'll practice and then we'll record something and listen back and practice that way.
Okay, well, what else did you want to say? Did you have something?
Oh, I'm good. I was going to say we record it.
Yeah,
We wish we could read music and write music really well, but we can't.
So. Oh,
I can. I could.
So, you know, that's the advantage of being the oldest. Mom taught me piano and my theory, but then, you know, when we got the band going, we started doing more jamming. We learned more by ear.
By the time it got down to me, Megan, I pretty much got no music theory.
just learn those scales on the bass, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So just so everyone knows, we have Kendra on lead on guitar,
mm-hmm.
Lorraine on banjo, Alisa
with an A.
Okay. You can call me whatever you feel like.
Alisa is on fiddle, and Megan is on the stand-up bass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel happy with the instruments you've chosen?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we kind of left Megan to the bass. This is Alisa. Because you know, there was nothing left. But
yeah, I'm the youngest on the bass, but I love the bass. I always wanted something that was different that I could use to express myself with. And
well, everyone loves the bass player. You keep everyone together.
Everyone uh-huh. needs a bass player.
And you have to haul around that gigantic instrument. And, uh-huh. and there aren't a lot of bass players. So you can go to a jam and everyone says, come on in.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love it.
Another guitar player and a singer, well, you know.
There's a lot of those.
Banjo players, too. You get in a jam session, they're like, one's too many.
I know.
Right. Oh, no, here comes the banjo player.
Far, far away.
Well, you girls have put it, gal, you're not really girls. You women have put it together very nicely. I think it's time to hear another song, so just tell us what it is. And
sure.
Let's hear it.
Let's do it. We've been talking about harmony. Let's do a cappella. This is one that, there's a band out of Alaska called Barefoot that we loved. And they wrote this song. It's called Billy.
Billy,
I
ain't never gonna
no, she ain't gonna marry
Billy.
Better if you don't come around.
Mama,
ain't no use in
Mama,
don't
want a gown, Daddy.
Don't you worry about walking down.
Mama say no.
No.
Daddy, don't you say yes. I ain't
never gonna wear a white dress.
Mama say no.
No.
Daddy, don't you say yes.
I ain't never gonna wear a white dress.
Mama say no.
No.
Daddy, don't you say yes.
She ain't never gonna wear a white dress.
Mama say no.
No. Daddy, don't you say yes. Never gonna wear a white dress.
Absolutely stunning. Yeah, you got the harmony sound. I sometimes think when I do these interviews with musicians, I'm the luckiest person in a sound studio with music just pouring around me. So thank you. That was beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for giving us an outlet for it. We appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and actually, you can come in a lot of different times. But you're here today because, well, for many reasons, we want the listeners at 88.5 KRFY to know about this new group in town, we're calling you. But also, you have an upcoming concert at the Panada that's
yes.
this Friday night. Why don't
Friday
you tell
night,
us about
yeah.
it?
Yeah, Friday night at 7 o'clock. Megan, go ahead. You've been telling everybody.
Yeah, you can get tickets pretty much anywhere. You can get it via panada.org or on our mm-hmm. website, redheadexpress.com, or our Facebook page. Instagram, basically. Anywhere.
Get them at the door. And
yeah, at the door.
There's a really good family rate, too. If you're worried about coming with your family and paying a lot of money, there's a really good family price. So we just wanted to fill it up and get to know the community and kind of reach out. So we're excited.
There's even a senior price.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. There is. And this is actually, it's a CD release party for our Christmas album. We have toured 11 years, and this is the first Christmas CD we've ever recorded.
Yeah.
So pretty cool. It's
about
very,
time, I
Very
guess.
Nice way to kick off the holiday season,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about recording, How many CDs do you have out? We have one in our library from Remember Your Roots.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have more CDs than that? Or is that your
first
one?
We have about, so I guess including the Christmas CD coming out, there'll be four that we sell regularly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked a lot about touring. One question I have, we want to get into what's coming up for you, but before that, where are some of the places you've been able to perform that maybe stand out and are special and you can't wait to get back to?
I think a lot of opening acts have been a lot of fun. We opened for Trace Adkins in Kalispell, Montana. That was a pretty cool moment. Opened for Diamond Rio in Nashville. We're getting ready to play at the White House, actually, on December 4th, doing a Christmas, a couple hours of Christmas music. So that's going to be our, I guess, our most historical event.
We always love going back to Alaska, playing the Alaska State Fair. We've done quite a few times.
We did a few years, yeah.
Uh-huh.
This summer we opened for Charlie Daniels.
That was really cool.
Amazing guy. Super cool
guy. So nice.
He signed my violin, so I'm pretty excited. This one.
Yes.
You have three violins, by the way.
I do.
Too many. More. She has an addiction.
And you want more, right?
I know. I can't stay away from them.
I think a lot of musicians will understand that quite a well.
Right.
So you've played a lot of places that you really like and opened for some bands. It mm-hmm. seemed like I read somewhere that, well, I'll have to look that up. But where are you looking forward to playing? I mean, if you had your dream spot besides the White House, of course.
Right?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Besides that.
I mean, there's some places like the Opry would be, you know, amazing to just be able to say that you played at the Grand Ole Opry.
Madison Square Gardens.
Yeah. Anybody else? Spots right off the bat?
Ireland and Scotland because of our history.
Cool.
There's some, we've done pretty much every state we played in other than Hawaii. And I would love to do world traveling. That would be incredible.
Yeah, Europe.
Well, I think it's appropriate. Cool. One thing I didn't mention, but your name kind of alludes to, you all have red hair, and you may have had red hair at one time.
I did when I colored it.
Yeah, that's okay. And even Brother Joseph has red hair. Mm-hmm. So the Redhead Express is appropriate. And a tour in Great Britain in the British Isles would be fun. And I know a lot of American bands go over there.
Yeah.
So if you can just get on that circuit and everybody loves it, I'm pretty sure. So you have, I'm looking at what's coming up. You're going to be in Florida, the White House again, Port Charlotte, Florida.
One of our favorite places in Florida.
Well, this winter we're going to be in Florida, Texas, and Arizona. So if you want to get warm, come follow us.
Right?
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about fan base. Mm-hmm. I mean, the music industry has changed quite a bit. You're really moving out there and wanting to get your music out, probably because that's what you love to do. So you want to share it with people. And what are you finding? How can you do that? I mean, touring a lot?
Touring has been huge. Yeah, because you get in front of a lot of people that way. And then the internet has changed the industry, you know. That's the one thing we found in Nashville is that nobody in Nashville can keep up. Nobody knows exactly how things happen anymore.
Yeah,
because,
it's totally different.
Yeah, the labels don't work like they used to. So many artists are able to do things independently and on their own terms because of YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and all of these resources.
Okay, well, it looks like from your website, which is called redheadexpress.com, and I went on the tour page, you're pretty much in Florida all winter.
We're in Florida a lot this winter. Staying warm.
Are you taking the big RV down?
Yeah, we'll take the RV down.
And it's a whole big family hanging out in Florida.
Pretty much, hanging out.
And we are fortunate enough to have you here at the Panada Theater Friday night, the 23rd. And the concert starts at 7, so that means the doors are usually an hour earlier, 6?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, and we'll also have a couple of opening acts, local acts. A girl, Hope Ambridge, who has a beautiful voice, and then Fiddle in Red with his duo.
So, it's only fitting that Fiddle and Red would open for Redhead.
So make sure you guys come early and get a seat, and you get to see everybody. It's going to be a fun night.
There you go. We're excited.
Well, we have a lot of time, so let's just hear some more music. If you're up for it, you can consider this your morning practice.
Yeah.
Just tell us about the song, and we'll hear it.
Let's do Roots. This is one that we wrote about growing up in Alaska, and we shot a music video of this in Alaska. It's out on YouTube that you can check out.
hands, cut the timber, fit the stone, made our high country home.
Was a crowd here right now, we'd be screaming and cheering. That was beautiful.
Thank you
so much. And that's what people will hear at the Panada.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
you're gonna woo them.
Yes. it'll be fun because there'll be drums and electric guitar and keys.
Yeah,
it'll be really big
sound.
full sound
and that's really fun for you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, I have a couple questions. You're very you have a very authentic sound. We already talked about that. You found it, and it will evolve.
Oh,
through the years, because that's what you're doing. But do you have any heroes, musical heroes, or folks that you really, not that you would imitate ever because you've already established yourself, but just music that really inspires you, let's put it that way.
As a vocalist, Eva Cassidy, one of my absolute favorite vocalists. We listened to a lot of Patti Griffin. The Dixie Chicks were a huge influence because of, you know, they came from that same background and then took their sound and made it commercial. So that was a huge influence.
I would say Alison Krauss as well. We grew up listening to her and the Eagles. A lot of those 80s bands.
Harmony Groups.
Journey. Oh, yeah, absolutely. As a banjo player, Keith Urban. I love the way he plays. And he actually, his band does not play the banjo. They play the ganjo, which is a guitar banjo, but the way he plays it is so unique. And so I've learned a lot from him and his sound.
Well, he just won the Country Music Entertainer of the Year.
He's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Well deserved.
You know, I have not really, I've heard him a little bit and wow, that's pretty great. But I think there's more to it. And a lot of it's a crossover sound that he brings he's ultra talented.
Very talented. Right.
So nice person to maybe meet someday, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Or open
that.
For.
That'd be awesome.
You can always have aspirations of your goal. Another question, since you are a family band and you hang out together quite a bit. How do you get along?
Oh, man.
Oh, we're perfect.
You know, there's always moments for sure. You know, personalities clash. I think we get along better than we did growing up. Partly because we're older and we're more mature. But I think partly, too, everybody's working towards the same goal, the same dream, and you sit in a bus for, you know, however many hours, and you either get along or you kill each other, so you learn to get along.
you can't really hold grudges or fight because, I mean, if you do, then you just, are mad at each other for the next day, and you have to see each other, so you can't, like, escape and be like,
then you
I'm
have
mad
to,
at you, but you have to look at, okay, I can't be mad at you anymore. what's going on? You talk it out.
Let's work it out. I wanted to bring Joseph up to the microphone and put him on the spot. Good morning, Joseph. You've been giving us some rhythm and beatbox there. How is it living and touring with four redheaded sisters?
They're not my sisters. I have like five moms, more like.
Oh, man. Wow.
They're good. I enjoy it. I have a lot of fun.
Joseph does actually have two brothers, so that helps.
Yeah.
So there's...
seven of us.
Seven of you. Yeah. And there's others in the family, too, and mom and dad.
Yeah.
And you're all going off on that. Is the dog still alive? Is he going to go with you?
Oh, you know, we had the dog for a long time, and then we were just doing too many dates. It wasn't really fair to the dog, so we have found another home, and he's actually with at a home with another chocolate lab and with
a
lot of space to run around. So
happier.
He's happier.
Yeah. Being in a bus is not necessarily okay for the dog. But what else were we going to say? So anything else you want to say, Joseph? You've got the mic.
You've got the mic, Joseph.
Well, to go along, I guess, with what they've talked about as far as getting along, do better, I think I've been a lot closer with my family, just been with touring for 10 years. Literally very close to them. It's been a good experience.
Yeah.
I'm definitely happy with it.
And do you have aspirations or any thoughts about... you probably play another instrument, too.
I play the mandolin. I started on the mandolin first. I played that for about 7 years, and so I still play with that with my brothers. We do a little bit of music. We'll be playing on Friday as well. We'll do a couple of songs. And so we go by the Walker Boys. We do a couple of songs usually. And we'll play either open for the girls or we'll play along with them, and then we'll go back to back them up. And so, yeah.
I was thinking about a mandolin because it's a percussive instrument.
Yeah,
oftentimes you can make it that way or you can pick it and be a lead. But with the beatbox, that fits in a little better. I don't know if there's any bands that have all that plus a mandolin. There probably is. But maybe the Little Smokies or something. I know there's five of them that play.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, one is the dobro, another guitar. So
that's one we don't have, but we love.
Yeah. So thank you, Joseph. And if you have anything you want to say as we move along here, let me know.
All
right. So I was thinking also about your voices. This is just an in-depth interview here about a lot of different things.
That's great.
How do you care for your voices, and have you received voice coaching?
So this is Kendra. I've received coaching from some really great coaches in Nashville. And then I've usually taken that and then shared with the sisters is what we've done. It's expensive. Mm-hmm. So I'll go learn and then I'll teach the girls. That's how we've done it. And then, what was the other question?
How do you care for your voices?
Oh,
a lot of cough drops.
We're not supposed to eat
water.
So much any
water.
Dairy.
I do a lot
we
of...
don't always follow that very well.
This is a bad season for voice care. Pie and pudding. I love peppermint tea with honey in it. I'll do a salt water gargle if I'm feeling a little bit rough. And then we try to be careful about where we're staying because I'm really sensitive to mold. We spent a lot of time in Key West the last few years, and there's a lot of mold because of how humid it is. And I figured that out because I started losing my voice as soon as we would go down there. And so I have to be really careful about, you know, where we're sleeping at night.
Well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. There is a product, I think it's called tea tree oil, actually is antimicrobial and anti-molding. I don't know how you'd actually do it. You could spray a room with it or something if you were uncertain of the air quality. But
on the walls, maybe.
Yeah, voice.
That's a great idea.
Voice quality. And are you all happy with the instruments you play?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
Yep, I think we all got the right instruments.
Everybody, you know, this is Megan, and everybody asked, did you guys fight over which instrument you wanted to play? And we really didn't. It kind of just, each of us catered to a different instrument naturally.
So, yeah, this is Larae. Elisa, we all started on violin. None of us liked practicing it except Elisa. And I was like, well, she's better than me anyway, so I'll just let her have it. And then not long after that, we had a neighbor in Alaska who played the banjo, and I fell in love with it. And I begged for 2 years to get it because my parents were like, it's expensive. What are you going to do with a banjo?
Heavy.
Heavy.
Loud.
Loud. But I wanted it, and so finally they got it for me. And it's been my favorite ever since. And then Kendra found a guitar at a garage sale. So literally it just happened organically, and we're like, hey, guess what? We got enough instruments for a band.
Our aunt gave us a bass.
Yeah, she did.
And it's been fun, too, because we started on piano, and then we didn't use piano because we were playing primarily bluegrass music for the first few years, which you don't see a piano in bluegrass. But as we've expanded, we've added the keyboard back in, and we've added drums, electric guitar, and it's been a fun exploration, you know, to continue adding to the sound and finding more depth.
I thought it was fun to bring we started out with piano, to bring it back.
Yeah.
And it's funny how fast it happened because we said, well, someone could play the piano, I guess. And then all of a sudden, Kendra and my brother, Sean, who's not here right now, but Sean and Ammon all picked up the piano right away and threw it in the show. And it's been just a dramatic, I guess, shift in our sound. Mm-hmm. And I love it.
That's a lot.
And folks will be able to hear that on Friday night.
Absolutely.
Yes. At the Panada.
7:00.
The Redhead Express is doing a Christmas time show. It's a CD, Christmas CD release concert, but it's also all of your music will be showcased, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it'll be a mix.
And when you're talking about adding the piano, you know, I think a sign of a good band is that they don't stay static. They keep moving forward and evolving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just your journey.
Yeah.
There's a magic to music that you're experiencing through allowing and really listening and participating.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we get bored if we don't expand and explore in some way.
Do you have an inkling of what's next?
Yes, actually. We're releasing this Christmas CD, and then we started a separate project called Paper Dolls that's sort of a separate band that's strictly focused on original music because... As Redhead Express, we've sort of done a variety show. You know, we spend a lot of time at fairs and performing arts centers just doing a little bit of everything. And so we started this separate project to focus on original music. So we'll be working to find a producer that we really like, that really likes us, and go into the studio beginning of next year, hopefully, to put out a new original CD.
And really that entails writing music.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Raise your hand if you... write music.
A little bit.
We try.
I think that's a good response. Just keep trying.
Yeah.
I wrote a song when I was probably 14 or 13 about fish, and they were jumping out of the water and doing dance. Actually,
you can find a book of that.
You can find a book online.
Pretty soon.
Well, it's on Amazon. We'll be promoting it soon.
The children's book. So
I wrote the song, and then we turned it into a children's book, and my sister, Larae, the banjo player, she drew pictures for it, and colored them in. It was really cute.
So that'll be something fun.
What's the name of that book again?
Fishy Tales?
Yeah. Fishy Tales.
Yeah,
Fishy Tales. As in T-A-L-E-S.
T-A-L-E-S.
Yeah, that'll be a fun Christmas gift for kids.
So a song is with it?
It has a poem that is with it. We have an old recording of the song. So if you purchase the book and you want the song, you can send us an email.
We'll
and it's kind of
a
collector's item, an old piece. Yeah, I know, right? Mm-hmm. Eventually we'll have to do a new version because this was back when she was a little girl.
But yeah, I think that's one of our big focuses over the next 6 months to a year is all of us writing together, because I think that's just going to be part of our next step, you know, is bringing all the influences of the band together.
Would you say at this point in time that the theme of most of your music that you self-write or that's original has a theme to it? Because they say 95% of music is about love or heartbreak, but it could be a whole lot different.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting thought.
What inspires the song poetically? Obviously, you get a sense of the melody, and I don't know which comes first sometimes, the thought or the melody.
For me, it kind of comes together. Usually, this is Kendra. And it just sort of depends on what phase of life I'm going through. You know, as a teenager, I wrote a lot of breakup songs because I was going in and out of relationships, you know. And then now as an adult and I'm married, I have some kids, I think that my songs probably have some more depth to them. You know, I'm writing about home and memories and watching my kids grow up and sort of the state of society. I have a song called Static that's sort of complaining about all of the technology, which I'm grateful for, but you know, there comes a point where sometimes you want to strip it back and get a break. So there's kind of a variety, but I think some of the themes I tend to draw from nature. So there's a lot of, like, I've got a song called Stardust. Roots has a lot of mountains and that kind of thing. So,
well, that's fantastic. I think it would be great to hear another song.
Sure.
And we may have time for two more. Let's see how it goes. Yeah. I do have a song to go out this morning. It's from your album, Remember Your Roots. We'll be ending the hour with A Little Bit of Heaven, unless that's the song you're going to play today.
Nope, go right ahead. We'll do Static, since I mentioned that one. Kind of a fun song. Making Elisa switch fiddles on every song here.
Believe it or not, I do tune them differently. I don't just have them for fun, although I would have different fiddles up here for fun. If I could.
Ready? One, two, ready, and...
Magazines, radios, flat screens, information overload, things that I didn't care to know, sirens, civil rights, barking dogs and Twitter fights. Baby, let's get away and take a break from static. It's time. till there's no more steady. It's all I'm hearing and it's tragic. Out of control and so erratic. Dramatic, the world is spinning frantic. Steady. It's all I'm hearing and it's tragic. Out of control and so erratic. Dramatic, the world is spinning frantic. One kiss from you cuts through and magic.
That's called Static, and it appropriately ended with a little bit of
static.
And we're here in the studios of 88.5 KRFY. This is your listener-supported community radio for North Idaho. This is The Morning Show. I'm Susie Prez, your host, and I have had the privilege and the fun of being here in the studio with the Redhead Express, plus brother, Joseph. It's Kendra, Larray, Alyssa.
Alyssa.
I'm going to put that. Okay, I learn as I go. And Megan.
I get called all kinds of things.
You get called all kinds of things. And here we are. We've been listening to music, but there is a reason, a couple reasons. They have a new CD coming out, and they will be at the Panada for a Christmas time CD release party, and that is this Friday night, November 23rd. Concert starts at 7. Tickets are everywhere. You can go online to panada.com. Or is it .org? Panada.org.
Yeah, at least .org.
Yep. Redheadexpress.com. You can call 208-908-3938. And that brings me to a final question. And we're going to hear another song coming up. But we want to, and a Christmas song, I think, had thought of. But also just a quick talk about managers, producers. Obviously, all that you have been doing for all these years and all that you hope to do in the future, as you mentioned, get a producer for some for your new music project called
Paper Dolls.
So how does that working? Who's really kind of leading this?
We're self-managed right now, so it's all in-house, and everybody has a job and helps make the bus go down the road.
In Nashville, our original album, Remember Your Roots, we recorded that with Paul Worley, and he produced the Dixie Chicks, Lady Annabelle, a lot of others, and so he helped us to really develop our sound in a lot of ways. And now that we're like touring a lot more, we're like, well, we got to figure out for this other sound as well. And so it's been an amazing journey, but at the same time, we're still figuring it out, which is kind of what I like about it.
There you go. You're all young enough that the future, we'll have to have you back in a year and see what happened in a year with Redhead Express. Again, we'll mention this after the Christmas song, but you're going to do a Christmas carol song.
We'll do a Christmas song. It's my favorite Christmas song. Mary, Did You Know?
Your baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? The child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Oh, Mary, did you know your baby boy would give sight to the blind? Fairy, did you know your baby boy would calm a storm? storm with his hand. Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Stunning.
Thank you. I love that song.
That is a beautiful song. Thank you so much for coming in today, Redhead Express.
Thank you for having us.
Just say your names as you say thank you.
This is Kendra. Thank you again so much for having us. Thank you guys for listening.
This is Lorraine. What an honor to be here.
This is Elisa. Thank you so much for having us.
And this is Megan. We really, really enjoyed this.
This is Joseph. Thank you.
Now you know who you all are. And this is the Redhead Express. You've been hearing this morning on the morning show this Wednesday, November 21st. A few announcements, and then we'll go out with a song by the Redhead Express called A Little Bit of Heaven. I just want to remind you that coming up next Wednesday, November 28th, KRFY is having an party at the Idaho Poor Authority. It's our annual meeting, but we think meetings should be fun. So we're having a fundraiser. It will be a raffle, bake sale, silent auction, all kinds of things, music by Doug and Marty. And that is Wednesday, November 28th from 5 to 8 p.m. We hope everyone comes down. You can find out about what's going on at our community radio station. You can also meet the KRFY crew. You can just have fun with us. The featured brewery will be Iron Goat Brewing. So come on down Wednesday, November 28th from 5 to 8, Idaho Poor Authority. Also, this is the time of year where we are reaching out to our listeners to say it takes a village to make this radio station happen. So we're asking for a little end-of-the-year Christmas gift. KRFY needs a present to end the year with a balanced budget. This is listener-supported community radio, and you can do that in two different ways. You can go to our website at krfy.org. There is a PayPal button there, and it's secure. Or you can call us, 208-265-2992. I'll help you with that. Or you can send us a check. You can send it to 2465, P.O. Box 2465, Sandpoint 83864. But basically, the idea is, think of 400 people gave $20 as a little Christmas present to KRFY. That would do it. Thanks, folks. And also, tomorrow on the morning show, we're not having a morning show. It's Thanksgiving, so we want everyone to have a great day, to be thankful for all the blessings that you might have. And next Wednesday on the morning show, I'll be here and with some of the KRFY community radio broadcasters, board members, and volunteers to talk about the benefit of this radio station to our community. And on Tuesday next week, Phil and Julie will be on the morning show with some of our nonprofit underwriters. We have a whole bunch of underwriters that are nonprofit that make this radio station possible. So we appreciate your listening, and What else do I want to say? Redhead Express, thanks for coming in. We will be looking for you at the Panada on Friday. That's this Friday, November 23rd, for a concert that will probably knock the socks off most people that listen. So if you really want a treat, you can come on down, buy a ticket, and hear great music. Like I said, we're going to go out with a song. Anything else y'all want to say?
Just come see us Friday.
Yeah, we look forward to it.
Yeah. All righty. And that was the Redhead Express. Again, thanks for coming in.
Thank you again for having us.
Super treat for me. The Redhead Express, a little bit of heaven. We hope you have a beautiful day, and we will see you again. All day long, you can listen to Otto's Eclectic Mix right here on 88.5 KRFY. Again, Redhead Express, a little bit of heaven.